Test. Prove they were ready. Fourth grade teacher, Maria Cleveland.
How many of your kids are actually reading at a fourth grade level?
Probably 50%. The reality is that kids are all over the place. They just aren't ready for some of the things. I mean, you know, kids don't know how to sound out words. They're working on some phonics skills that they never received. It's an eye-opener.
And yet, all of them passed Ohio's reading test, and that could be the bigger problem.
They get to take it multiple times, the same test. They get to take it in the fall. If they don't pass it, they take it again in the spring. If they don't pass it, they take it again in the summer, and now they've thrown in a new test.
And how high was the bar? Turns out the score for promotion, advancing to fourth grade, was set below the mark that defines a proficient reader.
There are different scores, and here's why. This is a very, very hard policy. Parents don't want their kids retained. Schools don't want to retain them. It's expensive to retain them, $10,000 a year. If we had set those at the exact same level, at that proficient level, which is, of course, where we want kids to be, this policy would have been dead within a year.
I don't think that that little window of promotable versus proficient is really anything to discuss, because it's too close. It's like three questions.
To Hissett, the lower pass score is a good thing because it gives students a cushion, which makes sense, she says, when the test is high stakes.
It's an isolated day. Who knows what happened the night before? Who knows if they had sleep? Who knows if they even ate dinner? So yes, if they've got the basic skills and they can at least get it close, it's that little shadow of a doubt, that's fine with me.
But a big shadow of doubt still hangs over Ohio's 96% pass rate. A close look at test documents reveals more on just how low the bar was set. Ohio will promote third graders, even if they lag behind 85% of their peers nationwide.
Aren't you just setting those kids up for failure?
No, I think they're getting help because we have focused this attention on reading, and the teachers are aware.
That to me, now that's just, this is just my opinion, that to me would be a state issue, wanting to make it look like, you know, the kids are doing better.
Well, you know, if they want to take that attitude, fine. But what we're trying to do here is so terribly important. It's important that we do it right and not try to do it all at once.